Welcome to Bellwether Friends, definitely not the first podcast featuring a discussion of pop culture and why we think you should like what we like. You should trust us because we're librarians. I'm Anna and my pronouns are she and her.
I'm Aline, my pronouns are she and her, and I'm getting over a cold.
We're all getting over a cold. Every couple of time increments we get together and talk about a pop culture topic or two, what we think and how we feel.
Parsecs.
We close the show with our current obsessions. This is episode number 112, movie canon.
Movie canon?
Movie favorites. Okay.
So what do you mean by favorites, Anna?
Okay, so how is described the genesis of this project?
Right.
At your work, you have...
At my work, we have staff picks lists in our arts and music department, which is where our movies on DVD are housed. And staff picks are one of the most popular things in any given library. This has been verified by surveys all over the place. Yes, Tosca. So we have put together staff picks lists, and the way we have our long way half sheet staff picks list formatted, you can accommodate 20
per side. So it's like
4.25 by 11. Yes, 4.25 by 11. And you can come up with a clever name for it. I'm thinking of going with Aline's Movie Picks.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And some...
Don't you mean film?
No, I do not. My colleagues were like, yeah, you're totally welcome to do one of these. And so I was like, well, okay then. And I wrote down 40 movies and then I kept going. And I was telling Anna about it and I said, we should do this and we should like do our list.
No, I said, I want to do that too.
And we can put it out at my library. Many of my patrons know you.
I want to do this too.
So Anna said she wanted to do it too. And then in conversation, I don't know whose idea it was. It's probably Anna's idea. Do not make me
I'm trying to claim it. I'm going to take all the credit.
You take credit. I thought we should make our lists and keep them separate together. as we do everything.
As we do, yes.
And we should reveal them to each other as a podcast episode.
Yep. And so we've each created a list. Mine is probably like 60 movies long at this point.
Well, and mine is 56 movies long, so it still needs some winnowing.
And they're alphabetical.
Of course, obviously.
And I also have a list of things that you've put on your list according to my process.
And I also have a list of things that I think are on your list.
And I also have a list of about 50 movies that I didn't put on my main list, but I still really like.
So, we're going to see how long this takes and see
I'm content
how
to just
much...
list those at the end.
Right.
Or I can say, like, that's not on my main list, but it is on my honorable mention list.
Right. And so it will come up in conversation, but it is entirely possible that after we discuss the 120 movies that we have already on our top lists, we may have run out of time and we may wish to just share your list on the show notes.
Okay. How did you come up with your list?
Well... I'm so glad you asked me about my methodology. I started out by writing down a bunch of favorite movies. I was in the arts and music department while I was doing this, and so I was kind of gazing off into the middle distance and squinting at the shelves of DVDs. And I just started writing things down. And then I thought, okay, I don't want to miss out on anything that I would have wanted to include. So I Googled lists of the best 80 movies of the 80s, the best 90s movies of the 90s, the best 70 movies of the 70s. And I went back to the 70s. I did not go all the way back to the 40s and 50s, even though I love some super old movies. And I have a couple of them on my list, but I didn't...
I did, just to jog my memory.
Well, and I tried not to dig too deep because I didn't want to go with the AFI list.
Yep.
And I... would like to go back even and say the worst movies of all time, because I feel certain some of my favorites are on that list.
Probably.
And then I also looked at our holdings, which precipitated like 8 that I forgot that I loved, movies that we routinely watch, and I applied your metric of the movies that we stop and leave the TV on,
so,
even with commercials.
So, on Extra Hot Great, they call those poppy fields movies.
Poppy fields?
Because, you know, like, you go into the field of poppies and you fall asleep.
You never come back?
You never come back. Got like, it. If it's on TV, then you're in the poppy fields.
And, got it.
But my other metric that I used for deciding what was on my favorites list and what was on my honorable mention list was, are there things that I routinely say that are from this movie? Can I remember any lines from this movie? If not, then it's obviously not one of my favorite movies. I mean, there are a few.
Right.
But for the most part, there is a quote or right. multiple quotes that I will say every few days.
Well, and that's how I created my list of your movies,
yeah.
is over the last couple of weeks. Every time you said something, I'm like, oh right, yeah, that one. And there are a couple of movies on my list that I can recite, of course.
Of course.
And
like The Sure Thing.
Shh, you're getting ahead of yourself.
Spoiler.
We're going through alphabetically.
I do want to make a note about the diversity of my list. It is not as white as it would have been 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it has not been straight for a long time. But a lot of these are movies that I watched when I was growing up, and like, it was a pretty white, straight scene.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was something that I thought about while I was creating my list. We will do a similar activity with television shows in the next few episodes when we get to it. And I have already made my television list, and I broke my television list out into things I've watched in syndication from ages 8 to 40 that shaped my worldview for good or ill.
Right.
And then I have my top list of TV shows that I would freely hand to anyone right now. And then I had another list of things I watched live as a kid,
yeah.
which is 7 to 19, and things that I watched live as a 20-something. So the TV episode is going to be a really long one, but I didn't do that with my movie list. I looked at my movie list and I was like, here's a great swath of animated films that I love,
mm-hmm.
and I am going to look at this, and I am going to pick the three animated films that I still feel good about.
Yeah, most of my problematic faves got cut from the list,
yeah.
because, you know, I can't watch them without reservation.
I'll go
ahead and say Short Circuit
mm-hmm.
was one of my favorite movies.
16 Candles.
Yeah, 16 Candles. And so I can't watch them with the same eyes that I did when I was 10, and I just really liked a robot called Johnny Five. Johnny Five is alive!
Right. So, without further ado,
our lists are alphabetical.
As we said, and so we're going to...
I have definite articles. So
I have
A's and the's in the A and T spot.
So you alphabetized mechanically?
I did it on Excel.
Okay. So mine are interfiled.
Uh-huh.
And so you'll have to bring it up when we get to the H's and you need to say The Howling, you have to bring it up.
Okay.
And keep an eye on your
the's. It's going to be hard.
No, just put a squiggle by your the's, because I manually alphabetized mine. Do you have any that start with numbers?
No, but you do.
Nope,
I don't. No, you don't?
Oh. What do you think I have that starts with numbers?
I think you should have 10 things I hate about you.
Oh, you know what? I am missing a whole lot of those, and you're right. We should add that. I am adding things that I overlooked.
You overlooked 10 things I hate about you? I'm going to tell Kirsten.
Okay, so Anna, see, already Anna was writer about me than I am about myself.
Oh my God. Let's not unpack that.
So
we don't have time.
Did you have a number at all?
No.
Okay, do you have any A's that are not initial articles? Okay, so I have three.
Okay.
And I have none for you. So, The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I have that on your list.
You have that on my list?
I think so.
Hey, that's awesome.
Let me check. Oh, no, wait, I have it on my... It's on my
own. It's on your supplemental list? Okay. We are going to create a Bellwether Friends canon in all of this paper shuffling, where Anna's honorable mentions that show up on my list, it's going to be a master list of the Bellwether Friends canon where we match.
Right, wherever we are in agreement.
Yep. I was busy annotating my own.
I do love Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which is... I forgot that it started with The Adventures of...
So is it in the piece?
It was in the piece.
Okay. The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. If you don't know it, it is about drag performers on a road trip.
In Australia.
In Australia. One of the drag performers is trans and the other two are not.
It's good.
It's really good. Next in the A's, Amadeus.
Oh, you have Amadeus. Okay.
Academy Award winner, Mozart.
Peter Schaffer play.
Love it. And I have American Dreamer, which I made you watch.
I have that on.
You have that on my list?
For you, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to put Anna on right here. Because I made you watch it. It's a movie from the 80s in which a bored housewife wins a writing contest. We've talked about it on the show before. And goes to Europe to claim her prize, is knocked out by a purse snatcher, and wakes up thinking she is the character in the long-running series that she has written fanfic for and one about. Anyway, it's adorable, a romantic comedy, and I love it.
I know you do.
Do you have any Bs?
I do.
What do you have on your Bs?
I have Beauty and the Beast.
Which one?
Animated.
Hmm.
And I have Best in Show.
I should have had that. I didn't have that on here.
You didn't? You don't have it on your list? Oh.
I don't have it on my list or my list for you.
Oh, no. I have... This one is problematic. I have Better Off Dead.
Oh, yeah.
I might need to shunt it to the...
Yeah.
Which is a teen comedy featuring John Cusack and a foreign exchange student. And it's a real weird movie, but it does have things that I say from it. Yeah. All the time.
And there are animated interludes, which are also
interesting. Yeah, it's real weird.
It's super weird.
I have more bees, but why don't you give me some bees?
Babe is one of mine.
Babe, like Pig in the City, Babe?
Yeah, but not Babe Pig in the City, which I didn't like as much as I liked Babe.
Okay, I did not know that about you.
You didn't know I loved Babe? That'll do, Pig.
That'll do.
I love Babe. Okay. Bah, Ram, you.
I know. I bah, used to say Ram, it all the time, but... Interesting.
I'm glad that
I didn't see. Now I know more about you than I used to know.
And Black Panther.
I have like that's our
Yay!
First,
our that's first our matching, matching canon.
Okay.
High five. Circle. I don't really have anything to say about Black Panther that we haven't already said.
My next one is Blades of Glory.
Oh no, you're right. You love that movie.
I haven't even made you watch it yet.
I've seen it multiple times.
But I haven't watched it with you.
Okay.
Put
a little X next to that, because we should do that.
A Will Ferrell comedy about men who decide to figure skate together in the Olympics.
Yep, that's about sums
that's
it up.
That's about it.
I have Blockers on here. Do you remember Blockers?
No. What is
Blockers? Is the movie with John Cena and the dads and the prom and the young women girl power.
Good. I like that one.
Movie.
That
and so, good. Yeah, well, I wasn't
sure it was one of your all-time favorites.
All of my problematics are favorite. All of my favorites are problematic. And so I was racking my brain for teen comedies that I want little G to watch.
Okay. This is fair.
Yeah, so that's where that came up.
All right, I have Bridget Jones's Diary.
Really?
Whew. Okay. Why are you whistling?
All my faves are problematic because the entire premise of Bridget Jones's Diary is that she wants to lose weight.
It's true.
And I have been doing battle with myself for nearly a half century, and I'm not allowing it to be a favorite.
Okay.
It is a good romantic comedy, and I like the chemistry, and I don't disagree
with how much fun it was. Right, and I was probably thinking mostly about Christmas Jumpers.
Yeah.
And my last B is Bring It On.
I had Bring It On for you, so I win with that one.
Okay.
I have Booksmart as well.
Oh, Booksmart was good. I liked it.
I loved it, and I love teen romantic comedies, and because I can't put She's All That and 16 Candles and Some Kind of Wonderful on here, I am looking for the new generation.
Fair. I have another B, which is in the T's. It's the Blues Brothers.
Oh, and I didn't remember that one either. That was it for the Bs.
Yep.
Do you have any Cs?
I do.
What do you have?
I have Charade.
I have Charade.
Woo!
Yay, in the canon.
Okay. I have Clue. Surprising.
Clue for you, so that's good.
And then I have Clueless.
I had Clueless for you as well.
And then I have Cold Comfort Farm.
And I should have known that as well. I thought of that, and then I was like, is it Cold Comfort Farm, or is it that other one? You know, like, I Capture the Castle. Because I get Cold Comfort Farm, and I Capture the Castle mixed up in my head.
Bring me my Liberty bodice.
Yes, and the elastic-sided boots.
Yes, it's definitely that one. I don't have a problem with I Capture the Castle. And then I have Crazy Rich Asians.
I have Crazy Rich Asians. Yay, right. Canonically. Is that all your C's?
That's all my C's. Oh, no, even in these?
But what's in the thes?
The Kitty.
Yes, another canonic movie. Yay!
More figure skating.
So, in the C's for you, I had Clue and Clueless, which you had. In my C's, I have Cabin in the Woods, which is a super meta horror movie, which I love.
Oh, Joss Whedon.
And I have Clerks, where some of my favorites are problematic and they retain. And,
I mean, I watch Clerks more than once.
Oh my gosh. There were so many that I didn't put.
Yeah.
But Clerks made the cut. And some of them are like representative of someone's oeuvre.
Yeah.
And then I have these lumped together because I'm trying to narrow down my totals.
Yes.
And so I wrote Cornetto Trilogy because that includes Shaun of the Dead.
I have all three of those.
And Hot Fuzz and The World's End.
I have all three of those on my list for you.
Yes, I figured you would. But I have them all together because I'm trying to make my 40 list.
Yeah, for work. But yeah. We're not at work.
No, we're not at work.
Today.
Not today. So what's your first D?
My first D is Debs.
Yay! It's part of the canon. I had never seen Debs before you, and I love it. It is exactly what I would have loved in so many ways.
Teen spy romance comedy.
Hogwarts teen spies. You know, it's like you like take the SAT and they come and take you away to be a spy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's super great.
Then I have Desert Hearts, which is
so depressing.
It's not depressing. It ends happily.
Okay. It's a lesbian
it's
movie.
It's a lesbian classic.
It is a
Ask
super...
Ask your grandparents.
It's a super lesbian classic. A super classic lesbian classic.
Yeah.
What else?
That's all I have for D.
That's all you have for D?
Yeah. What am I missing?
You're missing Deadpool.
No, I have that on honorable
mention. And Deadpool 2. So those are in the canon because they are honorable mentions for you. Those my list.
Are we incorporating things that are...
Overlapping titles are part of the canon, even if they're only honorable mention for you, because you wrote them down.
Okay, Deadpool then.
Desperately Seeking Susan.
That's on my list for you, yes.
Yes, I know. And District 9.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that.
It is a zombie movie in apartheid.
Yes, I know about it, but
and it's
heard.
Very... That's, what it has to say about racism is sort of pre-21st century action, and it's very interesting. And I liked it. Do you have any E's?
I don't.
You have no E's.
I have no E's.
No E's at all.
No easy A.
Not even easy A.
Nope.
Well, I have easy A.
Okay. I don't think I have any E's on my... Nope.
I had The Dead Don't Die on my list for you,
yeah,
which
I think
you
I should.
Did
maybe I'll kick off Better Off Dead, and I'll replace it with The Dead Don't Die.
Okay. Well, that's a possibility.
Because I really liked it, and I've already watched it twice, and would watch it again, and it's a zombie movie, which is real weird.
It's super weird. Okay. What do you have? You have no E's. I have easy A. Did you have easy A on my list?
I did not. I should have, though.
You should have.
Considering.
Again, with the 21st century teen action. Do you have any F's?
I have one F, and you haven't watched it with me, but it is a movie called Fire. It is also a lesbian movie set in India.
I want to see it bad. Don't we have it?
Yeah, it's on the shelf.
Okay.
I think we may have it in VHS and DVD forms.
Excellent. We should watch it, because I have only heard amazing things, and I'm super into it.
Yeah.
I have... All of the Fasts and the Furiouses.
That's on my Alien list.
It's on your Alien list. But it's not on your list. I wanted it to be part of the canon.
Hold on. Let me check my honorable mentions. Yeah, there it is.
Okay,
Fast and Furious franchise, it says. And I want you to note what I put under the genre for it. You ready?
Family. I don't have genre on any of mine.
I just put it, because I'm a librarian.
Wait, probably. I have a bunch of Fs.
I'm out of F's.
Did I say Fargo already?
No.
I had Fargo.
Okay, great.
Which I loved. And so this is another one. This is the Coen Brothers oeuvre for me.
Okay. That represents them.
Yep.
That's the one I like best, probably.
Also, that is what... Kevin Smith oeuvre.
Yep.
I need to make note of this for the show notes. I have The Favorite, which we liked a lot. Yep. And I have Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I think
that... To represent John Hughes.
Here it is on my...
Honorable mention?
Yep.
Okay, good. I'm glad that's part of the canon. And I am surprised that you are lacking French Kiss.
It's also on my honorable mention list.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Beautiful. Gorgeous. Wish you were here. Moving on to the G's.
Lactose intolerance.
Bub. Ooh, wee bob.
I have Get Out.
Me too. Yes.
Recent horror movie.
Yep.
I have Gross Point Blank.
Which I missed for you. I know.
See, we can't...
What?
You don't have an honorable mention, so we can't add it to the canon.
We can.
No. It needs to be overlapping.
But because I don't have honorable mentions, I think that
you can tell me if there's something.
I think that Gross Point Blank is worthy of consideration. Okay. And we'll see how many we end up with. If we end up with 30...
Point.
Yeah.
You can look at this list.
Yeah.
When we're done. Those are all my G's.
Ghostbusters.
2016.
Yes.
I have it on my honorable mention list.
Oh, good.
And I have another one that...
Okay, what else?
Well, I also have Guardians of the Galaxy on my honorable mention list.
Didn't you? It's so romantic.
I know, right?
I think you should put a star by that being in the canon.
Okay.
Because that's like our very first movie date, if you guys are.
Keeping track. Wait, are we together? Oh, no. You let the cat out of the bag.
Blown our cover. Okay, H's.
Yeah, give me an H.
Hidden Figures.
Really?
Yeah.
I have thought about putting it on, and then I don't know why I didn't.
Well, it's got a little white savior action, which is not very cool, but it was so good.
It was good. But I would like to make a note here and say that documentaries were not excluded from the running. We just didn't put any on.
We just don't like them.
We just don't watch documentaries much.
So you don't have Hidden Figures. I have The House Bunny.
Of course you do. I have that on my list for you, yes.
Okay, good. And I have
another one on my list for you in H, so...
I have all the How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, really? Okay.
How's to Train Yours Dragons.
I don't have those on.
You don't? Mm-mm. Huh.
Well, I saw them on the shelf yesterday, and I was like, I really like those.
Yeah.
But I didn't put them on anyway.
Interesting. Okay. And I have Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's representing Hayao Miyazaki.
Okay, I had The Holiday for you.
Oh, I do like The Holiday.
Because you had me watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that you often have me watch things that you don't really like.
The Holiday.
Do you want to take a stab at the H that I have?
Hallelujah.
Close.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Hannah. Nope.
Halloween.
Oh, really? Interesting. The Holiday.
Yeah. Anna. Holiday.
Do you have any H eyes?
I have two eyes.
What eyes?
I have Indiana Jones. Only Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, though.
Oh my god, are you kidding?
Nope, that's what I saw on your list, and I was like, nope.
Only Last Crusade.
Yep.
And interestingly, I only have Raiders of the Lost Ark on mine.
Okay.
So, wrong.
I don't even have them on my backup list.
That's great.
I'm glad you have discrimination.
This is a thing where our generation difference will come in, because I saw those in the theater.
Yeah.
And it was like a big deal, like waiting for Temple of Doom to come out, even though Temple of Doom is horrible.
It is.
So, that's really interesting.
I think Raiders of the Lost Ark scared me, because I was very young when I... And that last scene
freaked me the heck out, and so
part of me is still like... Yeah. And then, obviously, we're not even going to bother with the last one, so...
No. And so, So, what was your other eye?
It's another lesbian romance called It's in the Water, which I made you
cute. It was cute.
I have no J's and no K's.
I have no J's and no K's.
Let me check my backup list. I do have Jumanji on my honorable mention.
That's
list.
Great. We liked Jumanji a lot.
I have Labyrinth.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. I could not have Labyrinth on my movie list.
Okay.
I'm sure you had it for me. No?
No, I didn't.
Fine. I have Legally Blonde.
Hey, canonical. I have Legally Blonde.
I was going to say, I assumed you had Legally Blonde as well. You're going to be... This one... You're going to be like, what? But I swear, Logan's Run is the movie, and it stars Michael York, and it is sci-fi.
I know it.
I'm telling the people at home.
Okay.
And everyone has a little gem implanted into them, and when the gem turns black or something, then their time is up. And Michael York is remarkably uncaring when other people's time is up. But then when his gem, his gem suddenly turns, and I forget the circumstances, but he says, "It's different this time. It's me."
That one fits in a lot of places.
Yeah. And then I have Lord of the Rings trilogy, which
I have on the list for you, which I got right, which is the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yes.
Okay. In my L's, are you ready?
I am ready.
I have Let the Right One In.
Okay.
Which is a Swedish vampire movie.
I should have put that on your list.
And I have Love Actually.
I had that on your list.
Which I can recite. And I had League of Their Own on your list.
You did.
Did you have it on your list?
I forgot about that.
Yes, oh, it's in the A's. All right, good. So I got that right, too. I was like, I know that League of Their Own is one of yours.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. It's in the A's.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any M's?
Yeah, but you have... Well, no, I have a jillion M's.
Oh,
I have like a million M's.
I only have three M's, but I have a bunch... I have three for you. No, I have two for you as well. Okay, so my M's... are Magic Mike / Magic Mike XXL.
I see, I have that on my... I have Magic Mike XXL only on my honorable mention.
Okay, so I will circle that.
Okay.
As canonical. Moana.
Yes, I have that on my list.
Good. Moonlight.
I have that on my list too.
Awesome. I'm glad our canon is many M's. And for you, I have Miss Congeniality.
Yes.
I have Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yes.
Okay, I got those right. And those were the M's that I had for you.
Oh, well, you're going to be like, oh, okay. I have Mean Girls.
Of course.
I have Miss Congeniality, which I thought you had for me.
I do.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I have Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Kenneth Branagh, Emma Thompson.
Yeah, that's good.
Keanu Reeves, Denzel Washington, Michael Keaton. Yeah, et cetera. And I have Mulan.
Yes. Let's get down to business. Great. Do you have any N's?
Go Fish.
That's not an N.
Please get it. It
was. Yeah. Also, Go Fish is a lesbian movie it that is, should have been on both one of our lists.
No. It's not a very good movie.
It's a terrible movie, but oh my god, it was the very first lesbian movie that we all saw in movie theaters and were like, oh my god, lesbians are real.
Speak for yourself there. No, thank you. Okay. Okay. I don't have any N's.
I have no N's, but I have an O. Do you have an O?
I do have an O.
My O is Out of Sight.
Really? Mine is Ocean's 8.
Oh my god, I can't believe I forgot Ocean's 8!
I can't either.
Oh my god.
Is that one that we can possibly
That has to be
in?
Canonical.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to circle it then.
Yeah.
It's just because you forgot it.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it over? Did we loan it to Gary?
Did we loan it to Jess? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Right, because I forgot about it.
I mean, I liked Out of Sight. I should have had that on your list.
You should have. Do you have any P's?
I do. And the one I think we have in common is Pitch Perfect series.
Yes, the Pitch All is Perfect. Them.
Just because there are Poppy Fields movies. And I have Persuasion.
Huh.
The production with
Kieran Hines
and...
I don't know her name.
I can't remember. I have Pirates of the Caribbean, just the first one. None of the ones after that.
Okay.
Because it is very enjoyable. And I have Pride and Prejudice, Colin Firth, no Keira Knightley, thank you, and Jennifer Ely.
Oh, nothing else?
That's it for P's.
You don't have The Princess Bride?
Oh, it's under... Sorry. Oh, I have two more M's. sorry. Going back to the M's, I have The Meg.
Mm-hmm.
And I have The Music Man. And I have The Parent Trap. Both Parent Traps. The old one and the new one, which I will watch anytime it's on TV. And I have The Princess Bride. Yes, I'm sorry.
Initial articles are hard.
They are
This
hard.
Is why That's, I manually alphabetize.
This is why they do it differently in libraries. League of Their Own, ..
Yep. Okay. I have Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Of course you do.
Did you have it on my list?
No, I did not.
I have The Philadelphia Story.
Really? I have that on my backup list here.
Yep. Oh, so it's canonical.
Yep. Okay. Oh, you know what N I have on my list?
What?
I have The Nine Lives of Christmas on my honorable mention.
Excellent. This is a very good one. And the other P I have for you is The Proposal.
I liked it, but it is problematic.
Yeah,
so
it is.
I don't even have it on my backup list.
Okay, so I'm going to put a big X by that. Do you have any R's?
I do. Which, I have Robin Hood animated, and I have Robin Hood 1938 Errol Flynn, and I have Romancing the Stone.
I had Romancing the Stone for you.
Of course you did.
No Robin Hood Men in Tights?
No, that's a terrible movie.
I know. Okay, I have Raiders of the Lost Ark, which you don't have, and I have Reservoir Dogs.
Which I definitely don't have.
Which is my representation of the Tarantino oeuvre.
Definitely don't have. Did I have... And there's Pitch Perfect. I had Pitch Perfect on your list.
Yes.
I know you have S's. There are a jillion S's.
You didn't have The Duel of the Nile?
No, I didn't like it as much as The Romancing the Stone.
Okay.
So I usually leave it off.
Okay. My S's. I have a gunge of S's.
Me too.
To quote my mother.
Do we want to alternate?
Sure. The Silence of the Lambs.
I have that on my backup list.
Really?
Yep.
Canonical Jonathan Demme.
Okay. I have Saving Face.
Do you?
Lesbian.
That's adorable.
Romance.
Yep. I didn't have that for you. I have...
I've only mentioned it on this podcast like 5 times.
Singles.
You, of course you have Singles. Oh, I can't believe I forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. What do you have next?
I have Say Anything.
I don't have Say Anything.
That's a problem.
It really is. I love Say Anything.
I'm going to circle it.
I think I'm going to put this is, I'm going to add it to my, I still am going to have to cut my 56 down to 40.
I know.
But it's going to be part of that.
Okay. What do you have next?
Sliding Doors.
I almost put that on your list and then I didn't for some reason. Oh no, I did. Right here. See?
What do you have next?
I have Singing in the Rain.
And I forgot that for you, which I should not have because that's your favorite movie.
All of these are my favorite movie. That's the problem.
Yes.
Okay.
What else?
I have Sleepless in Seattle.
Do you really?
Yes.
I should probably put that up here as a possibility for me.
It only has Seattle in it, you know, but no big deal.
What else?
I thought we were alternating.
Oh, well, I was trying to have you catch up with me alphabetically, because all of mine, the rest of mine are like S-O's and S-P's
well,
and
I've
stuff.
I've got a million S's, too.
Okay, The Sound of Music.
Yes, I have that.
That is canon. I had it for both of us, too, so I get credit for that.
Okay, all the credit.
The Star. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I have it on my honorable mention.
Canon. On your list, I have Star Wars All.
Yes.
On your list, I have Spaceballs.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to just do all of them now, and I have a couple more for myself. Step Up, All.
I have Step Up on your list.
Okay. Stranger Than Fiction.
Oh, I should have put that on your list. You're right.
And The Sure Thing.
Yes, The Sure Thing I had on your list.
Okay.
For sure. I have So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah, that was my last one that I had for you, was So I Married an Axe Murderer.
I have Strictly Ballroom. I only quoted that last night at the dinner table.
Right.
That is it for the official S's. And then I only have 3 more.
Really?
So you should go. Because most of my T's were thus.
Right, most of your T's were thus. To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
I have that one too.
Yay! Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Okay.
I like my meta horror,
I know
my
you.
Comedies.
Yep. I didn't not like it.
I know. I don't have any T's for you. In the U's, I have The Usual Suspects. And for the V's, I have The Vanishing, 1988, the Dutch version, not the American remake. I have Wings of Desire, which you had on my list.
I haven't watched it yet, but I know you like it.
And then in the W's for you, I have White Christmas.
Oh, I think I put it on my backup list.
What?
Yep.
Huh.
I have 2 on in the W's.
And I have Wonder Woman.
I have that on my backup list, too. So.
It's only on your backup list?
I was trying to be... I don't have any quotes from Wonder Woman that I can pull out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we saw it 3 times in the theater, though. Is that was like
That's
a thing?
It's...
Okay. And then I have Zombieland and Zombieland 2 Double Tap.
Well, I have that on your list. But
okay.
I have Wayne's World.
And I had Wayne's World on your list late, but I figured it out before we started today.
And I have When Harry Met Sally.
Really?
Yeah. There is too much pepper in my paprikash.
You're right. I know you're right.
You're right. I know you're right.
I feel like I should put that one as consideration.
I'm happy to bring these little-known romantic comedies to your attention. So that gives us, in our canon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
Yep.
24 titles 24 that we can agree to watch
at any given time. At any time,
we can drop everything. Would you like to hear the rest of my honorable mentions?
I would indeed.
I am so surprised you didn't have 10 things I hate about you on your list.
I can't figure out why not.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Well, one of the things that I was doing was I was trying to go through and have all of Kirsten's movies on my list, but then I ran into a couple that don't work, and that made me flake on 10 things somehow.
Okay, so on my honorable mention list, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Excellent.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh my god.
Aladdin. American Pie.
Wow.
I know, right? Annie.
American Pie has some boobs in it.
Arsenic and Old Lace.
Oh my god, I love Arsenic and Old Lace so much. That is like a thing that did not come up because I didn't let myself go back past the 60s. Should we put it in the canon? I think we should put it in the canon.
I know that you're going to want to put this next one in the canon. Austin Powers. No? International Man of Mystery. Back to the Future. Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah, I almost bended it like Beckham.
Bent it like Beckham. Bended. Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that was a close one for me.
Coming to America.
Oh my god, I love Coming to America.
Crocodile Dundee.
Maybe we should put Coming to America in the canon.
Okay. We're stuck watching it on TV the other day.
Yeah.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
I like that.
Deliver Us from Ava. Desk Set.
Yeah, I love Desk Set. Is that going to be the Catherine and Spencer movie that makes the cut? Okay.
I mean, Librarians.
Yep.
Gia.
I never saw Gia. I mean, I read every magazine biopic.
So you haven't
biopic.
Seen the chain link fence scene?
No, I've seen the chain link fence scene.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Highlander.
Did we put Guardians of the Galaxy in the canon?
We put a star next to it. Were we just going to put it in?
Yeah, it needs to be in the canon.
Okay, that's fine. Highlander, Jumanji, Love and Basketball, Mad Max Fury Road, Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh my god.
Moonraker is my...
Really?
Is my James Bond representative.
Interesting.
Because it's the one that I watch the most. I think because they're having sex in no G at the end or something. I don't know.
Okay.
We haven't done our James Bond episode yet.
Maybe
I can get farther into that. Priscilla, Short Circuit, Shrek, Speed, Star Wars, the most recent trilogy, not the prequels, but the Rey and Finn and Poe one.
Mm-hmm.
Tank Girl.
I do love Tank Girl.
Then I have a bunch of those. Sorry. The African Queen.
That one's good.
The Craft. The Gods Must Be Crazy.
Oh my goodness, that was a good one. Remember that?
I used to watch it. Every time I watched Crocodile Dundee, for some reason, I would also watch The Gods Must Be Crazy.
I was thinking the same thing. I was just thinking, you know, Crocodile Dundee and The Gods Must Be Crazy really go together, don't they?
Yeah.
Is it because they have the two blondes in the romantic leads? I don't know.
The Goonies, The Karate Kid, The Little Mermaid, animated, obviously. The Nine Lives of Christmas.
I think we should put
in the canon as our representative of Christmas movies. Thor Ragnarok.
I did like Thor.
While You Were Sleeping.
Oh, I should have remembered that for you.
White Christmas. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? You're not gonna have ever identified that for me. I think it was Jessica Rabbit.
You
possibly.
Think it was for me.
And Willow.
Oh my goodness.
So, I wanted to go over my honorable mentions just so you could know
what things,
how many things I cut out.
Well, and I cut out as many things, and the things that you came up with that I had forgotten were not things that I cut out. It was just that there is no way for me to go through the whole thing. I mean, I'm sitting here going, what about Sunset Boulevard? What about Double Indemnity?
Well, so one of the things I noticed was that even though I went through lists of movies of the 40s and 50s and 60s, and I put them on my list to consider, eventually I moved them off because unless they're musicals...
The Thin Man.
Right, unless they're musicals, I didn't, like, absorb them into my soul.
Right.
Like, I watched The Big Sleep more than once.
Right.
And I would watch it again, but...
Right.
And I don't know if it's a black and white thing or... Because you and I watch Cary Grant...
Right. Oh my God, bringing up Baby?
Right, exactly. I thought about bringing up Baby.
I put the Philadelphia Story on my list because it had a lot of resonance for me very young.
I put it on my list as well.
But I think about, I mean, I saw things like Wait Until Dark, where Audrey Hepburn is a blind woman who's set upon by a home invader. And there's something called Johnny Belinda, in which Ronald Reagan's first wife, I can never remember her name, is...
Her name is not Nancy.
No. She's assaulted and, you know, nobody believes her.
These are cheery.
Aren't they cheery?
No, you know, the one that I almost put on is the Lady Eve, Barbara Stanwyck one.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
That's Betty Davis.
Oh, no, that's All About Eve. But the Lady Eve. Oh, my God, Barbara Stanwyck.
She's like a con artist. And also, she's super hot.
I had a bunch of noir. I had a stretch of noir in my, Night of the Hunter.
Yeah.
I love Night of the Hunter. We still
haven't watched that
together. Yeah.
I think it might be worth doing an exercise where we focus on
black
films
and white
before 1960.
Yeah.
And think about what our favorites are or stuff that we want to rewatch. And we don't have to do it for the podcast. We can just do it for the purposes of our... Like when we watched films from 1944.
Yeah, that was fun.
A while back.
Gaslight.
We watched Gaslight and another movie whose name is escaping me. But also Lifeboat is from 1944.
Oh, really? That's the one with Tallulah Bankhead.
Okay.
This has been a very fun exercise.
Okay, so of the 29 movies that have made it into our highly selective canonization process...
I think there are 30, but...
Okay, well, anyhow. We have a pretty even spread between genres where we have just the one musical, The Sound of Music.
Interesting.
Although Moana has songs in it, thank you, Lynn. We have several superhero movies, we have some straight-up romance, we have some things that cross the line between comedy and romance... We have two horror scary movies, that would be Get Out and Silence of the Lambs. We have a lot of comedy, and we have a few teen movies. So, good job us. We do not have any westerns. What other genres are we missing?
No horror movies.
We don't have any, like, costume dramas, really.
No, I had a couple, but...
I mean, I had Pride and Prejudice.
Mm-hmm. And I had The Favorite.
So if you had to pick a western, like, if this were... This were an exercise where you had to pick your favorite movie of each kind of movie. What would your favorite Western be?
Well, the problem with that is that when I go back into my developing film knowledge, I was hanging out with a film major. And so, you know, the spaghetti Westerns of Sergio Leone are really the best representatives of the genre. And... If you want me to keep talking about Moira Rose, I really liked True Grit with Hailee Steinfeld, and that came later in my life. But I really did like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
My favorite Western is Blazing Saddles.
Oh my God. My mom loved Blazing Saddles.
Because
it's a musical.
It's funny. It is not really a Western. Or The Harvey Girls with Judy Garland and Angela Lansbury.
I thought there would be a lot more Judy Garland on your list.
Meet Me in St. Louis is on my list as the representative.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
Mm-hmm.
She made more of an impact on me here. I listen to various things.
Okay.
What other genres are we missing?
War movies. What's your favorite war movie? Platoon.
Never seen it.
Forrest Gump.
Haven't seen it.
The Bridge on the River Kwai.
Have not seen it. Are you sensing a theme? Go ahead. Keep going. Have not seen Good Morning Vietnam.
Hogan's Heroes.
Have not seen.
I don't know. I'm not much of a war movie person myself.
Yeah, but you've had to see
Pearl Harbor?
No, haven't seen it. I don't like Ben Affleck.
I don't know.
Did not see Dunkirk.
No, we did not see Dunkirk.
My favorite war movie is the one that they're going to make out of Blackout and All Clear.
Yes.
By Connie Willis.
Yes, agreed.
It's going to be a TV series, though, because they need to do it justice. Oh, no. Here, I got it. My favorite war movie is White Christmas, because it opens in World War II, where Danny Kaye rescues Bing Crosby after they're being shelled.
Perfect.
Or A League of Their Own, where Bill Pullman comes back from the war and takes Gina Davis away from baseball. Actually, I hate that part, because I want her to just keep playing.
Yes.
What's your favorite war movie, Eileen? Braveheart.
Top Gun.
That's not a bad choice.
It was the Cold War.
It's still, they're flying plane things.
No, they're playing beach volleyball.
They are mostly playing beach volleyball. I guess Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Also a war movie.
There's a war at the end.
I believe that we have just about run out of course
this on this topic.
Do you have a musical obsession, Anna?
I do. It is the song Bad Blood by Taylor Swift. Because Aline was listening to a book called Bad Blood, and every time I heard the title, I had an earworm, and now you will have it. Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes, Aline. What about your musical obsession? All right.
My musical obsession is related to your favorite movies, because it is The Dead Don't Die by Sturgill Simpson.
I really did like The Dead Don't Die.
It was really good.
It was really, it was funny, and also a little creepy and weird.
It really was. Do you have a regular obsession, Anna?
I do, and it is another podcast.
Oh, no.
I know. It is the 2L and Back podcast from Autostraddle, where they are recapping the L Word episodes one episode at a time in advance of the reboot. They are into season 3, and it's very interesting to look at the L Word episodes from 15 years and, you know, see where they're super flawed and see, like, they have everyone give their L Word backstory. Like, they started watching in middle school, or they started watching, or they weren't allowed to watch, or they watched with their girlfriend, or they had watching parties, or whatever. It's an interesting show in that, like, it was the only show, and so a whole swath of us in a certain set of generations have it as a common touchstone, even though it's deeply flawed and, you know, we don't have much else in common. We all watch The L Word. So it's interesting to hear what people think about it. And they bring in other guests to talk about the stuff that they want an outside opinion on. Like they had Carmen's sister's quinceañera episode was a couple episodes ago. And they had people talk about the relative accuracy and so on. So it's been a good listen. I had like 3 audiobooks checked out through Overdrive, and instead of listening to them, I listened to all of the 2L and Back podcasts that I had downloaded, and now I'm caught up. What about you?
A couple of weeks ago, we went to see 10/11 romance writers at KissCon New England, which was held at the Mohegan Sun Casino. And the 9/10 romance authors are because Alona Andrews is a husband and wife team. So it was 9 cover authors and 10 people who we got to listen to be charming and effusive. And then we, Anna, paid for the VIP reception after the panel discussion. So we got to hang out and schmooze with our very dear friends.
Yeah, it was
Sarah
great.
McLean and Loretta Chase and Megan Frampton.
And Olivia Waite.
And I had met Sarah and Loretta and Olivia at other times. And Anna plays Words with Friends with Megan. And it was really fun to chit-chat with these fabulous writers who we love. And it was really fun to see them as regular people, which is something that we haven't all had an opportunity to do and can be very, very grounding when you play Words with Friends with someone who writes great romance novels, or you run into someone in town because they're working on a project at their alma mater. And it's really cool and it's really fun. And I had this amazing conversation with Loretta Chase where I was telling her that I keep Lord of Scoundrels, the audiobook, on my phone because it's a great book that I've enjoyed reading and rereading. And the audiobook is performed by Kate Redding, one of the greatest audiobook narrators of all time. And so I asked Loretta Chase, do you ever listen to your audiobooks? And she was like, yes. And I said, well, I keep Lord of Scoundrels on my phone because Kate Redding does it and it's really wonderful. She's like, oh, yes, she does a wonderful job. And I said, she has also done Bellwether by Connie Willis, which is a super favorite. And Loretta Chase interrupted me to tell me how much she loved Connie Willis. And so we got to rave about Connie Willis to each other for a few minutes. And it was very, very cool.
It was super cool.
So I am obsessed with KissCon, put together by Avon Books, a division of HarperCollins. Thank you very much for putting that together and bringing it out into the hinterlands.
Yep.
And the individual authors that we saw and spoke with. And I have been listening to Megan Frampton's series on my phone. They're available on Hoopla. Rush out and listen if you don't know her already.
So, that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for listening. We can be found on Twitter at BellwetherFriends, BellwetherFrnds, where especially if you need a chortle or to see a cute dog or cat.
Or otter.
We will be generally posting a few spirit lifters on a daily basis. We're on Facebook.
We tend to post episodes on Facebook sooner or later.
Eventually. You can look us up on iTunes and leave us a review so other people can find us. We appreciate that. I'm Anna, and you can find me online at Helga Grace, HelgaGrace.
I'm Aline, and you can find me on Twitter at Surly Spice, SurlySpice.
And our in and out music was provided by Julie Jurgens. You can find her on Twitter at Hi Miss Julie, HimissJulie.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.